Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Variety Radio Online. Once upon a time, I can't pronounce this episode title, so I'll have Emily do it.
Siege Perilous?
There you go. I didn't want to butcher it. Yeah, so this is our Siege Perilous review. There was not too much that happened in this episode. I mean, there was and there wasn't. I don't know. It was almost like a filler in a way, I feel like. What was your overall thoughts about this episode?
I definitely think, like, a lot of small things happened, like, that, like, were revealed, but they didn't take a lot of time. Like, it was, like, you found out something big, but it happened in, like, a two-second time period, where the whole rest of the time
yeah.
was kind of like a formation of it. Like, obviously, David bonding with Arthur, that's, like, important to set up the whole, like, you know, this week's episode and the whole, like, rift between him and Snow or whatever. And then, obviously, Hook and Emma, that's important. I mean,
that's always
that's always important, but we don't really know
they
the
could be
outcome
talking
of that.
About, yeah. They could be talking about a brick wall, and it would still be important.
Yeah, so I would say that whole conversation between them was probably, like, the most important thing that happened in the episode. Like, you know, me and you are crazy. This is, I feel like that was the most, like, hardcore. That in the very end, obviously.
Yes.
Emma.
We are biased. We are a tad biased, but.
Bottom of the side,
yeah, so.
The Hook and Emma thing was still pretty important because it led to the Rumpel thing. And then we all know, well, most of us probably know what happened.
Yeah. So jumping right into it, Mr. Shady Arthur is just straight up shady, and it's so hard to, like, not like him because his beard is so pretty. And
his beard is so pretty.
His beard and those eyes, and I'm like, you're supposed to be the villain here, like, but you're kind of. It's just, it's hard. It's very difficult. But I am not a fan of his shadiness.
Yeah, he's pretty shady.
Stealing the mushroom. He's not stupid. Like, he kind of plays himself as dumber than they think. And then he just ends up tricking them all. So,
very
kind of
strategic.
Yeah, I feel like he kind of plays on their just, I'm going to believe everything everyone says. And by them, I mean Snow and Charming.
yeah.
And, yeah, I just, I don't know. And the whole making David a knight of the round table after 5 minutes of hanging out, and they bonded over being stable boys and shepherds and whatever. I was like, oh, okay. So nobody finds this odd that just, oh, by the way, I'm going to make you a knight of the round table.
Yeah, that's kind of like, I get it in a way. Like, he wanted a way to, obviously, we found out after this whole pomp and circumstance and all this round table stuff that he had other motives in inviting him to the round table because he wanted, because he knew that now that he's one of them, it would get them, like, closer to getting the dagger and help whatever, all that hidden agenda. But, yeah, that whole, like, bonding thing between the two of them was kind of, like, interesting, just in showing how similar they are. And I guess it just kind of shows that, like, I mean, bad decisions aside, like, David took the better path. Arthur kind of lost his way, and he got too obsessed with, like, the whole, you know, whatever. He was just way too crazy about the dagger, and he just give it up, basically, is what I got out of this. He just needs to calm down and just give it up. Like, just give it up, bro. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
sit down.
I got that too. I feel like he's been obsessing over this for quite some time now. And basically since, well, I won't go into that because it's the next episode, but
so yeah.
Yeah. Arthur has some issues that, you know, needs to work out. I will say I love their modern day bonding much more than their past bonding.
Oh, yes.
Because
yeah.
Arthur got to drive Dave's truck, and his pure look of terror on his face when he's like, take over, just, you know, drive it.
You've been in this world for 5 seconds, but here, you can drive a truck. No
but
problem.
Here, you can drive a truck. You can drive this thing that you've never even encountered
and
before.
A truck
like,
that
it's
old,
totally fun.
Probably a manual. Like, there's no way. How is that an automatic?
Poor Arthur.
So complicated.
He was just trying to trick everybody, and lo and behold, he had to drive the truck.
I did think it was funny, though. Like a joust.
It was hilarious. The jousting, yeah. It was like a whole play on like modern-day jousting versus like old-timey jousting. I was just like, I was cracking up during this entire scene. Like, I wasn't taking any of this seriously at all. Like, I feel like sometimes Adam and Eddie just write scenes just like pure crack. Let's have them drive a truck and joust.
Super funny. Super funny.
I also love how he just has random planks of wood in the back of his car, in the back of the truck. Like, no questions asked. Just like, what you building? What are you doing? Why do you have random planks of wood?
What are you building, David? What are you doing?
Are you building snow a new birdhouse? Like, ooh.
Be a pretty big birdhouse. That was a pretty big log piece of wood.
What are you doing, Dave? You're getting sketchy. Don't fall in Arthur's footsteps with randomness.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. One of my favorite moments of this episode, other than the captain, is Robin Hood and Killian bonding. And when Robin was like, I have a picture from up inside Zelina. And he's like, whoa. Like, no, I don't want to see that.
Whoa,
like, no,
I don't want to see that, man. That's a little too personal for me.
That's too much.
That was very funny. I did like that a lot. It's always so funny when they throw in the, like, storybook characters versus the modern world. And it's just, for the ones that are newer to it, it's just so funny all the time. I love when they do stuff like that.
I'm so happy Robin and Hook are getting more screen time because I am loving Colin and Sean's bromance on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, it's so great.
It kills me. It just, they kill me. They are like...
I like, it's everything about it. They're so funny.
Everything about them. They're amazing.
And I just so like how he like went to, like, he was like, oh, like, you know, clearly my, well, I guess like, Him and Charming have had, like, bro moments, but they've never been, like, explicitly, like it was always reluctant on the side of the both of them. They're like, oh, no, we don't get along, like, kind of that kind of thing. So the only other person he had to talk to is like, okay, like, Belle's busy doing whatever she's doing, so I can't, like, talk to Robin. And it was just funny. I liked how they, like, you know. He, like, asked him, like, oh, hey,
bond
like, I have a relationship.
Problems.
Yeah, bonding over their relationship struggles and asking him about being how he needs a thief and all that other stuff was good stuff.
Yeah, it's those two, in character and out of character, I love them. I love them all. All right, Captain Swan. And probably one of their most angsty scenes to date. Just what's been your initial reaction to all of that?
My initial reaction was, I don't know how I'm going to live on after this because I'm pretty much broken on the floor at this point. I mean, I knew it was coming because saw the promo. Knew that she was wearing the dress and the ponytail and all that stuff, and I'm like, oh gosh, just like trying to mentally prepare myself for it, but I was not prepared for all the things that came out of his mouth, I was just not even okay afterwards. Yeah. It was just a lot. It was a lot to deal with all at once. And I was watching it with my mom, I think, and I was, like, trying not to, like, just be really weird. Flailing and everything like that. So it was a struggle, but I made it through.
That's good. I'm glad you made it. I kind of missed the promo for this episode. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
because
you
had
to watch it late. That was the other thing. I couldn't text you about it because you were off in Atlanta, and I was just sitting over here all alone.
I was off in Atlanta with the vampires.
Who do I even talk to about this right now? No one. Was just all alone.
Nobody's here.
No one's here to help me.
So when I finally got it to sit down and watch it, I was like, oh my god, Colin, when he gets those sad puppy eyes going, and when he goes on his spiels, it hurts. It hurts a lot.
Too much. It really was too much.
I did love the parallel they kind of did, like, because she was wearing the dress and she had her hair in a ponytail, but it was a sloppy ponytail. Her makeup wasn't done. It was almost like a broken version of Emma compared to how she first looked in the dress. And it was, like, almost like a representation of where she is now, kind of, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way she, like, summoned him to the boat with, like, the to-go order at Granny's, like, just with the note, like, beat me onto your ship. I thought that was really funny, and then he just kind of.
I love
how
Granny didn't even question it either. She just made the order.
I know, right? Just like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. So
I get paid. Here you go.
I'm getting paid either way. Who cares?
Yeah.
but yeah, so. It was a lot. A lot. There was one particular thing that just was obviously the worst but best part of the whole thing.
Yes. I loved you. Past tense.
Verb tense means everything in this scenario.
It does. But yeah, it was a very emotional scene. If you're a Captain Schwan shipper, I did. But this scene led up to Rumpelstiltskin finally waking up, which, you know, everyone's like, oh, what are they going to do with him? Like, it's not like they're going to kill him. So we knew this was coming eventually, and the whole, like, oh, he only has one petal left, oh, blah, blah, blah. I was like, they're not going to kill him off. Which, you know, I kind of, for a second, I almost thought they were, because they could still have him as Emma's, like, voice in her head, so it's not like he'd be leaving the show or anything. Then I was like, no, they won't kill Rumpel. They'll never kill Rumpel, no matter how many times they pretend to kill Rumpel. So I'm conflicted on how I feel about how she tricked Killian to get the sword to wake up Rumpel.
But I was also like,
oh, good job, Emma. Emma knew where to go to find something from his past. I was like,
Yeah. Also, the fact that was the other thing that made me flail, was that originally you think that, oh, in her mind, she knows who the hero has to be and that it's going to be Hook. And then she's trying to make it Rumpel, which, I mean, between you and I, obviously, we had a conversation about this. we've seen some spoiler things that suggest that maybe she was thinking it was Killian to begin with. And maybe she's trying to change that. We'll just say that. maybe she's trying to change destiny maybe a little bit and all that fun stuff, but
yeah, there's
that will all come out
eventually. Some spoilers floating around, and we won't talk about those for people who don't want to be spoiled. But yeah, I don't know, I don't like how she's like, oh, you're a clean slate after all the crap you did, now that you're like coma free, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Like,
no, except
it just annoys me how he constantly gets all these chances.
Yeah, he does a lot.
And,
but I feel like this will also prove that he deep down isn't, like, really that redeemable of a person, because even when he's a clean slate, he's still going to be, like, a coward.
Yeah, exactly. He's just going to be the same guy that didn't fight for Mila.
And plus, a dark one turning with him into being a hero, how's that going to work out? Like, she's just going to turn him bad, I feel like. It's not going to be able to make him good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Details.
We shall see. I don't think there's much. Oh, Lancelot. Lancelot showed up in this episode.
Oh, and by the way, Lancelot showed up, which we will get into way more detail in the next show.
But, Quirk is that Snow White was like, oh, hey, Lancelot, how's it going? Long time no see. Thought you were dead, but hey, I'm going to trust you anyway. But no questions asked.
She's that kind of person.
Snow White. This is why I don't like Snow White. This whole thing right here where she was just like, oh, you can't trust Arthur? Okay, I'm going to believe you, even though I thought you were dead, and Cora said you were dead, and da-da-da-da-da. And I was just like, are you kidding me right now? Like, did you not learn the last time you believed this Lancelot person? It's just annoying. She irks me.
Overly trusting, which sometimes works in their favor, and sometimes it does not.
Most of the time it does not.
Yeah.
More times than not. So, is there anything else that we haven't covered? I think that's about it.
I don't think so. I think that was pretty much it.
Not too much to get in depth with this one, so. I think that's it. I'd probably give this episode maybe like a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, just because that was kind of like, it had its moments and it had its scenes. I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like overall, like as a whole package, it was a little like lackluster. But like I said, there was definitely like the 2 or 3 like poignant moments that stuck out that were obviously like really a big deal. Like finding out Arthur's shady business, because we knew that was coming. 2, Hook saying that he loved Emma, and 3, like Rumple waking up and finding out that Emma's going to try and make him into a hero. Like those 3 things made it worthwhile, but it was a little bit lower in the spectrum in terms of all the other things.
Yeah.
But it was still good. I mean, it's rare that there's ever like a bad episode. Like I'd have to go back and like, look at every single episode to be like, that one was just bad. But this one was just like, it worked well to set up this week, which we are bursting at the seams to talk about. So,
yes. All right, well, as always, follow us on Twitter at the VRO, Instagram at Variety Radio Online. Check out our website, which is thevro.com, for more recaps and interviews and reviews and all sorts of goodies. And we are also on Tumblr at Variety Radio Online. We will be back, hopefully on our scheduled time next week. I keep saying this, but we will get there eventually. check out all of our social media, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.